When people picture Scotland, they often imagine mountains, lochs, and glens. But anyone who has travelled across the Highlands knows that Scotland's character isn't just carved into the landscape. It's simmering in the bowl of stew on your table, glowing in the glass of whiskey in your hand, and echoing through the walls of an old pub long after the music stops. Food and drink are part of the national identity, and on any journey through the Highlands, they become some of the most vivid memories you carry home. This Celtic Journeys episode takes you into Scotland's culinary heart, from whiskey trails to seaside seafood and the pubs that still feel like the beating heart of their villages. Whether you join one of the guided journeys with Celtic Horizon Tours or make your way independently, this is the flavour-rich side of Scotland that travellers come looking for. You notice the shift the moment you cross into the Highlands. Fields give way to rolling hills. The air smells faintly of peat, and suddenly the idea of a warm pub lunch makes perfect sense. Traditional dishes here aren't built for decoration. They're built for weather, work, and comfort. Haggis with neeps and tatties, a plate of buttery mashed potato and peppery spice, or a bowl of salmon soup made with fish that came out of a nearby river that same morning. In coastal towns, you'll find scallops, mussels, and smoked haddock, each prepared the old way. Menus shift depending on where you are. In the Cairngorms, you might see venison, slow-cooked and rich. In towns along the North Sea, you'll find crab, oysters or langoustines. Cheese boards are common as well, usually with Isle of Mull cheddar, soft crowdy, or the smoky notes of a Hebridean cheese paired with oat cakes. And for a sweet finish, there is tablet, that crumbly, sugary square that nearly every Scottish grandmother swears by, along with fresh shortbread for tea. Of course, food is only half the story. Whiskey brings the other half into focus. Scotland doesn't just produce whiskey, it tells stories through it. Barley, water, copper, oak and thyme, those five elements carry centuries of craft. Travelling along Spyside's malt whiskey trail puts that entire timeline in front of you. Distilleries such as Glenfiddich, Glenlivet and Glen Grant open their warehouses and still houses to visitors, turning the process into an experience. Copper stills glowing in the low light, casks stacked floor to ceiling, the scent of malt hanging in the air. Tastings often begin with light floral notes and finish with the deeper, smoky flavours that define Highland malts. And even outside Spyside, whiskey finds its way into the rhythm of the day. In a Highland pub, it's common to order a dram, a small pour of the local favourite. Staff often explain the region's character. Spyside whiskies tend to be smooth and fruity, Highlands a little richer, and Islay unmistakably smoky. For beginners, many distilleries offer guided flights where you learn to nose the whiskey, pick out flavours, and understand how cask ageing shapes the taste. These drinks are often enjoyed in places that feel as important as the whiskey itself. Pubs here are storytellers. Some pubs, like the Clachan Inn in Drymen, have served travellers for centuries. Others, like the Clashegan in Glencoe, are surrounded by mountains and mist, places where hikers gather after long days on the trail. In Inverness, the Black Isle Bar pairs organic beers with fresh pizza and a relaxed local energy. And in Edinburgh's Old Town, traditional taverns offer whiskey flights, hearty food, and sometimes a session of live fiddle that carries you late into the evening. Many travellers start in Inverness with dinner in a riverside restaurant and a first dram at the Malt Room. Day two might take you south to Spyside for a pair of distillery tours and lunch in a village cafe. A coastal day might follow, with seafood at a harbour restaurant and a stop at a small family-run distillery. Later in the week, Glencoe often appears on the itinerary, with its famous mountain pub serving game pie and a roaring fire to end the night. And if you finish your journey in one of the cities, Edinburgh and Glasgow both offer whiskey bars where staff guide you through pairings as easily as a sommelier guides you through wine. The practical side matters too. Distilleries book quickly, especially in summer, so reserving your tasting slots is essential. Many rural pubs keep shorter hours in winter, and not all accept card payments. Transport is another factor, because the last thing you want on a whiskey day is to worry about driving. That's one of the reasons so many travellers choose Celtic Horizon Tours. The itineraries naturally weave distillery visits, pub stops, and local dining into a journey that's comfortable, safe, and stress-free. You enjoy the tastings, the meals, and the places themselves, and the driving and logistics are handled for you. Whenever you're ready, the route is waiting.